At 17, like most teenagers, Alicia Santos is busy with school and trying to get good grades. But unlike other teenagers, she works each summer in the fields. She's trying to help others like her. Radioactive's Rahelia Sanchez has more.
Alicia Santos started picking strawberries when she was 7 years old. Her mother was working at Hayton's Farm in Skagit County, so she went along with her mother.
Back then, when I was seven, I just remember making like a bucket or maybe like, you know, staying in the row for like the whole day. But I don't really put the effort to be picking because I feel like, why am I even picking? It's so hot. And then I just go pick really slowly while people are like running with like buckets. I'm just like, I'm still picking slowly. And then I just try to do my best too, but it gets really hot.
I can relate to Alicia. I was young when I started working in the fields too. I was picking with my parents. We were picking strawberries. I remember being in the rows and sitting there because I got pretty bored. Now, Alicia's a senior at Cedro Valley High School and loves to draw. Her favorite movie is Siete Soles, which means Seven Souls. This movie is about immigrants crossing the border. This relates to her because she's an immigrant too. After her sophomore year of high school, Alicia went back to the fields picking strawberries at Sakuma Brothers Farms. She was a lot faster than she was when she was young, because this time she felt like she needed money.
I was asked a lot, how long have you been working the strawberries, or like how long have you been picking these berries because you're so fast. I was happy. I actually received money, and I was happy I was in like picking berries.
Alicia didn't go to school until mid-September, a few weeks after school started, because she was putting work first.
I went back to school, but I still didn't want to leave the job. So every, like, you know, the week, I will go to school. In the weekend, like Saturday and Sunday, I will always go, like, to pick the blackberries.
She was picking blackberries until October. Things aren't always easy for her. When she comes back from work, she feels pain in her back from bending over too much.
Day in the morning, it's harder to wake, like, because, you know, you have already, like, worked all day. Morning through like night, next thing you look, you're in the field again. It just goes over and over again.
In 2013, Alicia heard that some of the farm workers had walked away from their work. They said that they felt like they were getting unfair pay. They had formed an organization called Familias Unidas por la Justicia. This means Families United for Justice. It's for the farm workers that are specifically working for Sakuma Brothers Farms. The farm workers call themselves a union. They are trying to get a contract to be able to have better working conditions and fair wages. Familias Unidas called for a boycott against Sakuma Brothers, and they have been protesting. In 2014, Sakuma Brothers settled with a group of farm workers who had sued over wage disputes. They agreed to change some of the working conditions that the farm workers thought were unfair. I talked to Roger Van Austin, the spokesman for Sakuma Brothers. He read from a press release.
So Sakuma's pay system is one of the most progressive in the country and exceeds state and federal law by ensuring that our harvest workers are paid for all productive and non-productive time. That's a legal term, non-productive, but what it really means is breaks, travel to and from the fields, and any meetings that we'll have in preparation for a day's work.
But Familias Unidas is not satisfied with the conditions. Last year, Alicia joined the organization. Alicia's responsibility in Familias Unidas is to hear other farm workers' stories and present them. She presents mostly at colleges and universities to inform students about the farm workers' needs.
Explain to them like what I want to know, and I tell them that I want to know their story of how they're like being treated or how they are as a farm worker. I get a lot of answers saying, okay, they accept to share their story because they know they want their story to be laid out and to be heard.
Being in the union, Alicia has gained a lot of skills and is still learning. She learned public speaking. Before, she was too shy to be in front of an audience. Now she's starting to get used to it. Even though this is something that she wants people to know about her, some of her classmates don't understand where she's coming from.
I go to a school where there's like no, where they don't understand about farm working, or they don't understand anything about like people that work hard in the fields for money.
For Alicia, all these things are hard to do all at the same time. She's a student a farm worker and a committee member. But this doesn't stop her. She loves what she does.
There's a lot of responsibilities, like, but to me, this is like actually like a big responsibility because it's full of people that have lives full inside them. And for me, it can be hard because, like, I help on the side, I help my family. But on the side, I have to help, like, those, like, farm workers. But to me, they are a family. So I call both sides family. I call them all family.
Alicia's looking forward to graduating high school this year and going off to college. She wants to study labor and learn more about unions. For Radioactive, I'm Rogelia Sanchez.